With no further ado, we have a Tampa legend on the phone with us, Tampa Tony. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, what's going on, bro?
So glad to have you on the Freak Show with us, man. This is you. You're a guy that everybody's talking about right now. First, you're home. Then something happened. You're not home. Tampa, Tony, can you just please explain your situation, my man?
I'm home, but it was like a tech violation. I got a job. It was a delivering job, and then they said I was moving around in my job too much, so it's just a tech violation for like 30 days or something, and they just put you in the county jail and bring you back.
So you'll be out in 30 days?
Yeah, I'll be out. Like, no, well, I'll still be in the halfway house.
Okay.
The halfway house, like September 25th.
Okay, if you don't know the backstory, if you don't know the backstory from Tampa Tony, Tampa was making moves back in the day out here. I mean, you couldn't go to a club without hearing your music.
Of course.
You had the splitter that was really popping off, and then you got caught up with the legal system, and in 2008, you were sentenced to life in prison. Life.
What did that feel like, man?
How can you, like, relive that moment when the judge handed that sentence down?
It was like he was dead, man. You know, at first I didn't understand. I thought it was like 25 years. So I would ask my lawyer. I was like, how long is life in the feds, man? He was like, man, until you die. I was like, oh, snap. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I mean, it was surreal, man. It was a surreal feeling, man.
But you kept fighting. You had a lot of people out here on the outside fighting for you. And then how did the President Obama... That whole decision come about? That was the clemency. That was something that you guys were fighting for since you got locked up and sentenced?
Yeah. It was something we were fighting for. And then when Obama got in, it just kind of like made everything like cool. You know, I had a good clemency attorney. And we put everything together, put the motion in, and it was granted. It was a blessing, man.
That must have been the highlight of your life, the day you found out that you'd no longer have to serve a life sentence and that you get to get out of prison, get out of jail.
Yeah, it was. It was like, okay, now I know I got purpose. It's purpose for my life to go back and do what I need to do.
Okay, so what happens in 30 days, Tony? You're going to go back to the halfway house. Are they going to let you stay with that delivery job? It's crazy they say you were moving around too much when your job was delivering. That
right.
That was the whole job.
Yeah, that was the whole purpose. But, you know, the halfway house is set up. It's supposed to help you re-enter back into society.
Yeah.
You know, transition back, you know. So it's a lot that – it's a couple of them there that do help, like my counselor, Ms. Barr, she does help, but it's a lot of them that's not, you know, so they kind of like anything to throw you back in, you know what I mean? So only good thing about me, when I was granted the clemency, I can't go past September 25th, so the halfway house is my time to transition back into society, but no matter what, September 25th, I'm done with the halfway house.
We have Tampa Tony on the line, about to drop his new single, No Feelings. But real quick, Tampa, I'd like to hear about this 501c3 program that you're starting for inmates.
The 501c is a nonprofit organization called Dream Makers. It's to help inmates that get out in order for them to get trades, help them go back and re-enter to the society with a hand instead of just pushing you out there. And you caught up by yourself, because a lot of people don't have family and support when they come back after doing decades of time. You know, it was a couple of them that's been down like 26 years and longer than me, way longer than me. And when they get out, when they went in, it was beepers. You know what I mean? So the smartphones is like space age to them, setting up bank accounts and all that. So it's The nonprofit organization is put together to help individuals transition back into society, man.
You need a little bit of time after being away for that long. Besides, you know, coming in with a pager and leaving out with a smartphone, what was the biggest difference? I mean, you were locked up for such a long time. Society changes so drastically. What was one of the biggest changes once you got out that you saw?
The biggest changes was like social media was like amazing to me, like how it transitioned to something so small into now, like everyday life, you know, business, personal, you know, music, everything. It's like it's huge. It's humongous, man.
Hey, man, I promise you, you're going to be popping on social media when you get all the way home, man. We got the countdown down, man. 30 days and counting. We got Tampa Tony.